Blog Talk Radio.
Elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, praise God, evangelists, the prophets, the deacons, the mothers, the praise team, intercessors, the youth, our men, ADM Frontline, members, family, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Canada. Amen. Missouri, Illinois, and Connecticut. I bid you good evening, good evening, and God bless you on this marvelous Monday. Good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from out of that muck and that miry clay. Oh, let us come and bow down before the throne of God and give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the glory, and give him the thanks for all of his kind and mighty acts toward us. See, it was God this morning that woke us up. He started us on our way, gave us the activity of our limbs. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Clothed in our right mind. God did it because he loves us so. And because he loves us so, he gave us one more day to be in the land of the living, one more time to do something new, to give him the praise, to spread the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, he gave you and he gave me another mission on today. And if it had not been for God on our side, I said, where? Oh, where would we be? Oh, bless his holy name. The author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus, the Son of the living God, who came as the ultimate sacrifice that we may have a way to the tree of life. One more time. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
I'm blessed, Pastor Smith, on this blessed Monday night. How are you doing?
Blessed.
First, amen, amen. First of all, I'd like to give Jesus Christ the honor who's the head of my life. Honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, everyone at ADM Ministry this afternoon. Father God, as we come to you, as we know how, just like little children, God, coming to the throne of thanksgiving once more, God, just thanking you, God, for just breathing on us, God, today, giving us another opportunity so that we may praise and glorify your name. We just thank you, God, for taking care of us all day long and up to this point, God. We thank you how you have shielded us and protected us, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. We thank you for giving us traveling mercy up and down the highways and byways, God, even in the grocery store, God. We just thank you, God. We realize, God, it's not a guarantee, God, when we leave out our door, going somewhere and even trying to make it back, God. It's only because of your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you just for that, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We lift up every minister once more to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to keep them on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. Continue to let them cry out like never before, God. We realize, God, these are the last and evil days, God. But we know that you yet and still are control of everything, God. So we say thank you just for that, God. We thank you this morning for continually to take care of our youth, God, from the youngest to the oldest, God. We thank you, God, for constantly healing them and protecting them, God, on this way to school and back in the name of Jesus, even until they get in their home, God. So we say thank you just for that, God. We don't take you for granted, God. Oh, so this day I just ask, God, we'll just praise you like never before. We need to begin to praise you like we're gone crazy, because you've been mighty good to us, better than we've been to ourselves, God. You have kept us, God, even when we was in our sin, God. Yet and still you kept us, God. You still loved us, Picota Boche, when we was in our mess, God. So we say thank you just for that, God. Thank you for taking us out to pick the pail, God, cleaning us up, God, filling us with your precious Holy Ghost and saving us, God. Thank you for God, putting us on that right narrow path, God, to teach us, God, all about your glory, all about your kingdom, God, teaching us how to live like you live, God, teaching us how to love like you love. So we say thank you today, God. We thank you, God, for humbling us, God. Let us continue to be humbled before you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, opening up our ears that we can hear your voice, God. Opening our eyes that we may see what you see, God. We thank you today, God. We lift up every sick and shed in our vessel this day, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. How do about say, by your stripes we are here. You said that we was here, God. We continue to stand on your word, huh? Oh, God, let us walk by faith and not by sight, God. It's not what we see, God, but it's what your word say. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every single family member today, God. We pray, God, that you draw them near to you. Say, hello, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, teach them all about you. All about you, God. All about your word. Teach them how they shall live in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that we pour wisdom into these young women, into these young women's hearts and their life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Good God, give them an ear that they'll take the time to listen, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you today, God. I thank you for all that you have done for me, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. If celebrable Sunday, yes, Lord, if you did it for me, God, you can do it for others in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We thank you, God. We lift up the nation to you, God, because we realize, God, the nation needs a shaking. It needs a shaking, God. Oh, Sunday, hey, yes, it needs a shaking, God. Oh, God, let them know that you're still there, that you're still delivering. Oh, Sunday, that you're still a keeper if you want to be kept. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God this afternoon, God. We thank you, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you for all things, from the littlest to the biggest, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that you're making us a grateful nation, God. A nation of a notable, God, that can thank you for all things, the good and the bad, the ups and the downs, God. Let us continue to keep a praise upon our lips, God, that we may glorify you, God, oh God, that nobody won't have to pump us, God, to praise. I know they won't shame you, God. Oh God, we praise you because we know that you're good, God. We know that you have made ways out of no ways for us, God. We know that you have took care of us, God, down through the years. I don't know how God has been good to us, God. We thank you this afternoon, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Hey, glory to God. I wonder, is anybody out there today have a thank you in their spirit? Oh, God, I thank you, God. Oh, keep us going to the world of the most shit, lady. Hey, keep us going to the well, God, drinking the living water, God, that we can continue to praise you no matter what circumstances that we are in, that we continue to call on your name, God, when our backs against the wall, God, because we know that you answer prayers, God. You come through for us every time, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to stretch us and to make us, God. Oh, God, don't let us turn the table in, God, but let us continue to march on in the name of Jesus, God. Continue, God, be that mind regulator for us, God, that heart thinker, God, a little shaker, let your people know it's nothing too hard for you to do. If they only call on the name of Jesus, he'll come through for you, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, when you're in the darkest situation, he'll bring you out. In the mighty name of Jesus, he'll bring you to the light. Come to the bullshit. If this way you your mind wanna be, oh God, I thank you. Oh God, let your people have a mind that wanna serve you. Let people wanna serve you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you, God, for strengthening us, God. You say, let the weak say, I am strong. So today I'm strong. And the Roboche, and Jesus, the Roboche, God, have your way today, God. Have your way, God. Oh, God, keep us behind the veil, God. Keep us continue to pray like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to pray for our family members. One, the Roboche, they say they won't get up a crack. One, they say they're just an alcoholic. Oh, God, I can't. Little boy, I can continually lift them up. Oh God, I want to see how the boat shake out, and I know I'll see how the boat shake out. When you save, deliver, and set the captain free, in the name of Jesus, so I say to anybody today, oh God, oh glory to God, if you got some family member that's cracked out, in the name of Jesus, the boat shake out, constantly pray and see what God will do. How the boat shake, if you got some members strung out on alcohol today, in the name of Jesus, constantly pray and see God move. Oh, the world say, and the flesh say, there'll never be nothing. Oh, God, but God have another answer to that. He will clean them up. Oh, and he'll use them for your glory. You'll see, you might be saying, I didn't never know what will happen to them. Oh, but God, oh, just see what God is doing. I see his movement, huh? I see him healing. I see him delivering. I see him setting the captive free. How the boat shot down. I see him making a way out of no way. In the mighty name of Jesus, out of the boat, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. We can't help but to thank you, God. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. Yes, Lord, yes, seek the boat. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. It's come to the boat. It's in the midst, God. I thank you today. I pray, God, that you touch the telephone, God, the laptop, oh, the computers, God, touching God, send that in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch the mind, the doubt mind, I speak no more doubt to the mind, the boat, send that. You will have a sound man in Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the boat, shake God, yes, Lord, have your way, God. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Even in the midst, he goes about Sunday. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. These things I ask right now, God, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray today. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory be to God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
We can't thank you enough. Oh, God. That you're coming in the midst, Lord God, and providing what we need in you, Lord God. So we ask right now, Father God, by your Holy Spirit, come in the midst of this corporate prayer. Let the mother just bless every area from the north, south, east, and west, from the international to the national. To the local Lord God, Holy Spirit of the living God, move right now on your people in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and God, we're going to thank you. And
thank
Lord,
you,
we're going to praise
you, thank you
because of who you are.
Yes,
that your
Lord.
Holy Spirit come
yes,
and touch
yes,
every heart.
Yes.
Every mind. Every thought process.
Hey, yes,
right
Lord.
Now, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Do it right now, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Your anointing, Oroboshah, let it
yes.
overflow. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
let
Lord.
It run down
yes, Lord. Yes,
like Aaron's tears right
yes.
now upon
yes.
each and every one of us.
Yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit of the living God.
Yes, Lord.
We feel you. And we know
yes.
that you're here. So
yes,
have
Lord.
Your way as
yes,
we
Lord.
Surrender everything
yes.
unto you right
yes.
now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit of the living God,
yes,
Oroboshah, have your way.
Yes,
have
Lord.
Your way.
Yes,
oh, glory, hallelujah.
Lord.
We can't do anything
yes,
without the Holy Spirit
yes,
of the living God.
Yes.
We can do all things through Christ Jesus. That strengthens us right now.
Yes, Lord.
That prepares us right now to take us forward and higher in you,
yes,
Holy Spirit. We say right now, shake us, make us,
yes.
mold us in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Do it right now, Holy Spirit. Shake up the atmosphere
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
In the name
and God.
Of
through your Holy Spirit,
yes,
let us
Lord.
Receive what the Holy
yes.
Spirit has for us.
Yes,
Lord
yes.
God, that you have sent down through the Son, Jesus Christ,
yes, Lord.
Through your Holy Spirit,
yes,
to
Lord.
Give unto us
thank
on
you,
this
Jesus.
Marvelous Monday.
Mm. Yes.
Touch your people.
Yes.
Touch your people, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Do it right
yes.
now.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, don't let nobody pass by, Lord God, without your Holy Spirit touching them right now. In the name of
Jesus,
whatever's on their minds, whatever's on their heart, that they turn it on to the Holy Spirit of the living God.
Of Jesus, yes, Lord.
That you be glorified.
Yes,
that you be magnified,
Yoroboshah. Yes, Lord.
On today.
In thank you,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord,
yes, Lord. Thank you.
We're going to wait on you.
Yes, Lord.
Because we know, Lord God, that we can believe your report
yes,
for
Lord.
Our life on today. So
yes.
we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
praise
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus. We glorify,
yes,
magnify
yes,
your holy
yes,
name
yes,
because
Lord.
Of who you are.
Hey,
have
yes,
your
Lord.
Perfect will.
Yes,
have
Lord.
Your perfect way.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
Right now. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
go into
Lord.
Every household, every marriage,
yes,
every family, in the name of Jesus, every business,
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, every job,
yes, Lord. Yes,
and moving
Lord.
As never before. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
We can't thank you enough.
Yeah,
but we thank
God.
You. Oh, yes.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
Thank
you. Say, thank you, Lord, Lord Jesus.
Because
my. Hallelujah.
Of
thank you, Jesus.
You are.
Hey, glory
Lord
God.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
In heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We thank
yes.
you. And we
thank
praise
you, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
We do, Lord.
Well,
thank you.
We got to move on along. We just got to keep it moving. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. In Christ
yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 Yes. Some of us know him as the lily of the valley.
Yes.
The bright and morning star.
Amen.
The great I am.
Yes.
The beginning and the end.
Yes.
But I call him Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, wonderful Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Mary's baby.
Yes. Hey.
God, only begotten son.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. What a wonderful name.
Amen.
Yes, that wonderful name.
Amen.
Of Jesus
amen.
Christ.
Yes,
right
Lord.
Now.
Hey, yes.
In
yes,
your
yes.
home and
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And in this time, we're going to move along and we're going to bring on one that will share the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Around the table of the Lord, our own minister, Shanita Ponton. You got the
Amen.
Wheel, minister.
Amen.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. First of all, I would like to give God all the honor, all the praise, because he is the head of my life. I would like to give honor to my husband. I would like to give honor to my pastors, Pastor Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. I would like to give honor to Pastor Smith and Pastor-elect Smith, all the ministers, the praise team, the women's ministry, the men's ministry, the deacons, the children, the youth ministry, and all everyone, the women, the mother's board, and all the front line, everybody that's on the front line of ADM, every person that stands in the paint Sunday after Sunday, every person that's falling on their knees, crying out to the Lord, asking him to be the head of their life. I want to give praise and thanks for the international, our international listeners, and our local listeners. We just want to give God all the praises because he is worthy to be praised. It's not
Amen.
A moment, a second that go by that God should not come past our mind. And I just want to sit and tell you all over and over and over and over and over again, he's worthy. And I thank him for the people that he has placed in my path to make me realize that he's worthy, because I couldn't do it by myself, but I know that I have to lean on him, and he will put the right people in my path. And tonight, I want to talk about is my topic is it is well, it is well, and I want to go back to the Shunammite woman, which is in 2 Kings 4:8-37. And with the Shunammite woman, we know that she had to be a very, very, very powerful woman, a woman that was aligned with God, a woman that had a heart after God, because the first thing that we need to recognize about the Shunammite woman is that she followed the second commandment. And that is, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thou love thyself. That's Matthew 22:39. And how that came about is that the Shunammite woman was a wealthy woman in her land. And her hospitality, Elijah was a prophet that used to visit and do work. And what she did was she spoke to her husband and she said, let us build a room for our guest. He's always coming in. Let us build a room for him. So what she did was she loved her neighbor as she loved herself. That's what she did. She exercised Matthew 22:39. Well, with the story of the Shunammite woman, because of her hospitality, Elijah talked to his servant Gehazi to find out, well, what is it that we can do for this woman? They wanted to petition the court to see if they can help her that way, but she didn't have that need because she was a wealthy woman. But because of her hospitality, she was in her barren state. She had a baby. And she told Elijah, she told the prophet, these are my words. Listen, I'm not asking you for this. I'm okay, but don't give me this if it's not going to go through. But she had her baby. Well, one day, while the husband was out working, the son was out there. He had a bad headache. The husband sent him back to the mother. The mother sat there. She consoled him, comforted him. The baby died. And this is where the story gets interesting. This is where we see if we can stand through the test of time, if we can stand through difficult circumstances. So the Shunammite woman in the Bible, it does not show that she got all upset and she started crying. And she started, what she did was she told She had a servant to go tell her husband, send me a donkey and a servant because I got to go feed the man of God. Now, the man of God was Elijah because that's the man, that's who God used to allow her to get a, to have a miracle, her son. Okay? The husband asked her, why are you going there? Her answer was, it is well. She didn't sit. She didn't go down the street. She didn't start hollering, my son has died. My son is dead. She didn't go tell Tammy. She didn't go tell Tom. She didn't say anything. All she quietly did was said, it is well. So what that tells me is that the Shunammite woman had courage and an urgency to seek the miracle that God had already given her. She didn't let her her grief overtake her. She stayed calm and quiet and just believed that God was going to do something. So what I went through was I started researching. And in Isaiah 41:10, it says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious hand. See, she didn't have to go to man. She already knew who her God was. She already knew what God can do for her because he had already followed through on his promises. And also with the Shunammite woman, it shows that she was confident that God wouldn't forsake her because he had kept his promise and gave her a son in her barren stage. Although her son lay dead on his deathbed, she had enough faith to know that God would never come back void. Isaiah 55:11. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. The Shunammite woman knew this. The Shunammite woman went quietly, knowing that God's word had already set forth because why? The miracle was right in her face. Her son was right in her face. She didn't acknowledge the fact that her son was dead because she knew exactly who God was. She knew that God would do exactly what he said that he would do. She knew this. She didn't have to sit and, like I said, be all loud, let everybody sit and know her situation. She sat there and rode on that chariot quietly, quietly. She even told the servant, if anybody asks you anything, you don't say anything. You ride quietly. And she just kept on riding until she got to Mount Carmel. Well, Elijah saw her coming, so he sent his servant Gazi out to ask her, was everything okay? You know what she did? Even though her son was laying there on his deathbed, when Gazi asked, is the husband okay? Are you okay? Are your son okay? She said, it is well. Why did she say it is well? Because God had already showed her his face. God had already let her know. It was embedded in her heart that God was going to do what he said he was going to do. She just needed to get to God. She needed to get to the man of God that God had already used to show her that he is a way maker, that he is a he does miracles, that his word never comes back void, that you can sit and be quiet through your storm and know that God is God all by himself. These are the things that the Shunammite woman, she already knew these things. During her circumstances, she still maintained her composure. She didn't sit and she didn't show any anger. She didn't show any fear. But when she did, when Gazi came out and Elijah told him, Elisha told him to go before him and take his staff to try to raise the son, that's when her humility came in. That's when she fell on the ground. And that's when she let him know. Her word to him was, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, I won't go home without you. That's when she became naked. That's when she became transparent. That's when she became and showed that, yes, doing this, I have went through this. I have been quiet. But man of God, I'm bowing down to you. I'm letting you know that if you don't go with me, if I'm not, I'm holding on. I'm holding on to your hand. I'm standing firm, unmovable, because I need you to go here with me. I need you to go and do and perform this miracle, because that's what it was. That's what it was. See, she was looking for her second miracle. She already received one miracle. She was a barren woman, but because of her hospitality, God blessed her with a son. So she knew what God had imparted in Elijah. She believed, she trusted, because he had already showed him. She knew that she was in right standing with God. She loved her neighbor as she loved herself. She fed him. She did everything that she needed to do. She wasn't loud. She wasn't belligerent. She sat. She put her trust in God. She did not lean on her own understanding and say, yeah, you go ahead, send him. Yeah, you can do that. No, she went for what she knew. She went for what she remembered. She went and she believed what God had already told her, what he had already showed her, knowing that his word would not come back void. She didn't sit there and say, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to trust and believe. No, she needed him to go. She needed him to perform the miracles, even though she wasn't in there with him, even though she wasn't sitting there walking the floor. The Bible doesn't show that she was walking the floor. It doesn't show that she was in a panic state. She allowed Elisha to go up there and do what she knew that he can do because of the faith that she has in God. So my question to everybody tonight, when you have a situation and everything goes wrong for you, will you be able to sit and say, it is well? When you are evicted from your home, are you going to sit and get on the phone and call Tom, Dick, and Harry, who can't do anything for you? Or are you going to bow on your knees? Are you going to ask God, this situation is too big for me. It's out of my control, but you know all things, and even through this, I'm going to still trust you. When God, when the doctors give you a report and tell you that it's nothing else that they can do for you, are you going to sit and believe what the doctors say, or are you going to still trust in God and sit and say, it is well, because he is the great I am. He is the way maker. He is the healer. He is my provider. When you're hungry and you don't see no food nowhere around, are you sick, and are you going to start acting ugly and belligerent, or are you going to humble yourself and tell God, I'm hungry, I need you to feed me. I don't care where the food comes from, but I'm trusting your word because you said that you will do it. Or are we going to sit and continue to be loud and obnoxious and tell people things that may sit and change the situation around? But I'm going to tell you this, when you go to God, and you trust in God all by yourself, can't nothing get twisted, can't nothing get turned around, because it's just you and him, and you laying everything on the altar. You coming into him and letting him know, Father, I'm going to trust you no matter what. I don't know how, when, what, and how it's going to come, but I'm going to trust you because your word never comes back void. I've read your word, and I've seen the miracles that you have done, and you are a now God, and what you did before, you will do it again. So I'm going to trust you no matter how hard, no matter how hard, no matter how many times the answer no comes in my face, I'm still going to hold on to your unchanging hand, and I'm going to trust and believe that you're going to do what you say that you can do. God is the God of promises, and God has made some promises to us, and in order for is God all by himself. We don't have to sit and talk this thing out. We don't have to sit and talk that thing out. What we need to do is keep our line of communication with God, which is prayer. Prayer without ceasing. Taking that thing to him and not only just praying, allowing our faith to build and knowing that God will do it. If you are doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're doing it how God is instructing you to do it, because one thing about God, God's Holy Spirit is going to lead you and it's going to guide you. We as people like to sit and jump in front of God and sit and say, this is taking too long, this is taking too long. We have to sit and trust him and wait patiently for what God is going to do. The Shumanite woman rose. I don't know if it was through the night. I don't know if it was through the day. But she rode in that chariot. And I'm more than sure she was sitting. And she was praying to God. And she was letting him know. I know she was having a conversation with him. She was sitting and letting him know, this is what needs to be done. I didn't ask you for this. I was fine in my setting. This is what you chose for me to do. Just remind you, Father, I need my son to raise because now I'm attached to him. Now I need him. I need him, Father, just as I need you. So on today, when you have circumstances that's beyond your control, you don't have to pick up the phone and call everybody. You don't have to go down to the corner store and tell them what your situation is. You don't have to go on your job and talk your business on your job. What you need to do is take it to the Lord in prayer without shame, without prejudice, but with humility. So God can humble you, see your great brokenness, and he can perform and give you the promises that he has already given you. How many people can sit and say, it is well, as the Shumanite woman did?
Amen.
How many?
Amen.
How many?
Amen.
How many?
How many?
How many?
Glory. Yes, yes. I tell you what, minister. Ooh. That's a good question. How many can say it is well without having on a facade? Praise God. One thing about it. See, when the praises go up, the blessings and the privileges come down. And if you haven't put anything into the bank of the Almighty God, how can you draw anything out? You can't say that it's well. Oh, but when you fall down on your knees and say, Father, Father, here I am. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Clean me up. Turn me around. Place my feet back on the solid ground. Put me back on a great path. And Lord Jesus, put me back in position. And help me to rise to the occasion that I can go to the next level. And I can say, it is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Because it's in the soul of man where it counts. On today. On today. Yes, that Shulamite woman. Yes. Yes. Just like my brother that wrestled with the angel. I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Ah, glory. The centurion. Naaman. Naaman was told to go down to that river and do some things. But he went, and God healed him and turned things around so that he could say, it is well with my soul on today. What about you? What about you? Glory, hallelujah. take the blinders off so that you can see the goodness of the Lord in the spirit, where it is that he could manifest things in the natural for you and for me on today. Is it well? Is it well? Is it well with your soul on today? We thank Minister Nita Ponton, amen, for bringing that word. Amen. Praise God. Gives us something to think about as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Instead of sitting around twiddling our thumbs, amen, let our minds be constructively on the Lord, and he'll give us peace and satisfy our souls on today. In Jesus' name, well, we thank God. We thank God. We thank God for the prayer, for the word of God. For the word of God is like a two-edged sword, cutting this way and that way and asunder. Let nothing slide by unless it's by the will of Almighty God. And he's not going to let anything come by that has sin connotations attached to it, because sin to God is like a stench in his nostrils on today. So when the train comes, don't miss it. Keep your ticket so you can get on board. Get on board. Hallelujah. You can get on board. Amen. And amen. And amen. Well, come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Or we can do it all over again. Amen. Thanking and praising God for what he does for us. He does little things in between things. And you know, he does great big things. But let's thank him anyhow. Amen. So with that, amen. There's only one way, and that's Jesus Christ.
God provides.
God bless you.
So why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times. Every other voice it is a lie. God provides. God provides. In ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through.